But no, I always go, man, those guys are, they're really having fun.
Yeah.
Not that the Americans aren't, but there just seems to be another level of happiness and sure. joy that there could be for the American players, and they don't seem to be having it.
Eh, they're insular guys. I mean, it's a different way they come up, I think.
I guess.
Like through the minors, I'm saying. It's just a different way.
I know. It is never more evident than at the World Baseball Classic and at the Home Run Derby. Like those two places, you get a real idea of like, wow, we are very starched as Americans.
It isn't just that; it's also because we're the dominant country. You know, it doesn't feel like you have to rally around Americanness coming up in the game. You don't need it for your professional identity.
Maybe, and I would also say, you know, that there are some cultural issues too that don't allow for it to happen.
Oh, no question. Yeah, because it's such a big country. You've got your whole, you know, the redneck side and the side of color that may not even see their own country the same way.
Right. You just sit there and go, totally American. Mm-hmm. Kind of want to hang out with the Venezuelan dudes.
Mm-hmm.
That seems
I'm
like
a fun
whole
guy.
That's right. A lot of fun. Gentlemen, thank you as always for your work and the great conversation about the Home Run Derby. I'm glad we got a chance to talk about that. It is on my list of things to get to today. Hopefully we will. We are Sports Radio 670, The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. The top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Your Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves will open the season on Saturday, October 5th. For group and season tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. And Joe Madden, that's right, you're going to hear from Joe, is brought to you by Magellan Corporation. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
So let me ask you, Joe Ostrowski, is Mitchell Trubisky good at football?
What's good? First off, you have to come up with that definition for yourself. Me, I'm going to say top 10 to 12 quarterback in the league. That would mean pretty good.
Zach Harper, Count the Dings podcast. Do you think Mitchell Trubisky is good at football?
I have no idea. Mitch is, you know, kind of scrappy in a way. Like, I'm going to say he's good. Just to help Bears fans. Like, well, I don't know. My opinion helps Bears fans. But, yeah, I think he's good.
Our Bears and NFL insider himself, Hub Arkish. I have to start you off with a question that is on the mind of every Chicagoan. Is Mitchell Trubisky good at football?
Yes.
Is Mitch Good Week continues on the Lawrence Holmes Show on 670 The Score.
Make me a bicycle clown.
That's right. We are talking about Mitchell Trubisky on the show today. We are going to continue this throughout the week. Is Mitchell Trubisky good? We slated this week months and months ago and said this is when we will have the conversations. The conversations that people want to have about Mitchell Trubisky. We will slot the week where there is no baseball for the most part, and we will do it. So on the show today, Pete Futek, who covers a lot of college football, he would like to talk about Mitchell Trubisky's growth from North Carolina to the Chicago Bears. We will do that with him coming up around 12:25. Tom Thayer of Your Bears broadcast on our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, is going to join me at 1:15, and we will talk with him about it. I also want to talk about the fire playing games back at Soldier Field, which I think is a great idea overall for a soccer fan that doesn't want to go all the way to Bridgeview. And really, getting to Bridgeview is not the problem. It's once you get off at Harlem when things become a problem.
Yeah, so get out of my town. It's too many of you guys.
That's right. I agree, Tony. And now the soccer can come back to Chicago, which I'm totally okay with. I want to talk about the Home Run Derby. There's all sorts of stuff that we are going to do on today's show, and I'm glad that you are along for the ride. If you're just tuning in and you're like, wait, I've been working and I haven't listened to your show. I'm Lawrence Holmes. I used to do the nights here. And for the last, 3 months, I've been doing this mid-afternoon show from noon until 2. So I appreciate you checking out the show. This segment is brought to you by The Art of Pizza. Oh, it's so good. The Art of Pizza is celebrating 30 years in Lakeview. The Art of Pizza, located at 3033 North Ashland. Stop in for up to 18 varieties of hot, fresh, stuffed, pan in thin crust slices. Delivery begins at 11 a.m. every day. Call 773-327-5600 or visit artofpizzachicago.com. And I always like to give this piece of advice whenever I do the Art of Pizza read. They have incredible chocolate fudge cake. Just, I'm telling you, get it. All right. Here's the plan. I laid out who we have on the show today, and we'll talk a little Mitchapalooza on the show today. But Tony and I, people who usually tune in at noon on Tuesdays, expect to hear Joe Maddon. And Joe obviously is taking time off because there is the All-Star break, so he is getting his rest in. But we decided that instead of kind of going through some of the X and O's of baseball and the first half of the season. By the way, I did a whole thing on the Cubs first half on my podcast today, Loho Daily. If you're on the radio.com app, you can go check it out if you want like hardcore like baseball stuff. I went a lot longer than I expected. I thought I'd talk 15 minutes. It ended up being a half an hour. Anyway, we decided that we would have a lot of fun with the Joe segment today. And we try at the end of each segment, Tuesdays at noon, to ask him a question where we get him to open up a little bit. We get to have a little bit of fun. So we went back. Tony painstakingly went back through all of the interviews, pulled all of the funniest stuff that we had or the most interesting stuff that we had with Joe, and we put it all together. So it's going to sound like one interview, okay? It's going to sound like one interview, but I wanted to share it for people who don't listen all the time, thought maybe you could have a little bit of fun with this. We start with Joe with this. Is Joe team cake or team pie?
Oh, pie. Apple pie is my favorite of all time.
Okay. All right. I'm team cake.
That's okay.
But if you get a warm apple pie, oh, I'm good with that.
There's nothing. I mean, right now I'm not eating sweets, but I could have apple pie, and if I could actually eat ice cream, apple pie and ice cream every night. I'm lactose intolerant, so I'm knocked out of the ice cream world. And I love apple pie, so once I come out on the other side of this weirdness I'm on right now, apple pie is the absolute best dessert on earth.
Okay, that's fair. Now, okay. The other question has to do with The Office.
Sure.
Lately, yes. on Twitter, on the internet, there's been some talk, and as someone who likes The Office but isn't as deeply entrenched in it, I have an opinion on this, but I wanted to ask you, if you think about it objectively, is Pam Beasley a trash human?
A trash human?
Yeah. Because, I mean, she kept Jim from living out of his dream. She was cheating on Roy with Jim. I mean, there's a lot of evidence that Pam Beasley's a trash human, Joe.
No, she was a sweetheart from Scranton, Pennsylvania. You know, that's my neck of the woods up there. I can't trash anybody from northeastern Pennsylvania. You know, Scranton's 45 minutes from Hazleton, where I grew up. And I played for the Scranton Red Sox when I was in summer leagues in 1973 and 4. And since 75, I went to Boulder, Colorado. So that's, you know, that sign in the beginning of the show?
Yeah.
Where that's the Central Scranton Expressway. I drove by that sign every day that I played up there. And it was a great little club down right from there called the Tilios that I used to hang out at. So I have nothing but warm fuzzies about all that. I know that show inside and out. And I hope it doesn't come back because it could never be better. I was watching reruns last night. So I watched this show constantly, but please don't go there, Pam.
Joe, but who's better, Pam or Karen?
Karen. Oh, Filippelli? Pam.
Yeah. He's Team Pam. All right. We have now established that Joe is Team Pie, and he is Team Pam. I think he was thrown off by me saying that Pam is trash.
I mean, she is, though.
It's a strong statement. Like, I think that's what got him. Like, I think if we were having a couple of Joe Maddon's Try Not to Suck beers, and then we went through the case against Pam Beasley with Joe, I think that he might be on our side on this one.
She's just so selfish.
She is.
So selfish.
But I appreciate him being like, I am from there. What's your go-to fast food place?
Wow. You know, I really refrain. However, the one that's always been one of my favorites is Steak and Shake. Love Steak and Shake. That started when I was in Peoria, Illinois, man. I really, and also even when I played with the Quad City Angels, Love that stuff. And beyond that, Popeye's chicken. Spicy. The spicy version of Popeye's.
Dude, we ended up in a conversation last week about Popeyes and how much we all love Popeyes. I don't know why I wasn't expecting you to say Popeyes, but I'm glad that you did.
Oh, it's the best. I mean, you know what, Matt Garza, when he pitched, Garza would always have Popeyes chicken but in the day that he pitched. And that's what really got me. We were together with the Rays, so back in 2008. So I'm on a 10-year run with Popeyes pretty much.
So what's your go-to Popeye side? Are you a red beans and rice guy? Are you a fries guy? Are you extra biscuit? What are we talking here?
The mashed potatoes. You know, just I like the potatoes.
Okay, that's a good call. All right, so the second question is a little bit more intellectual.
Well, okay.
What's your book recommendation, your go-to book recommendation for someone?
Okay, you have to be prepared. It's 1,000. I got several. God, you're killing me right now. Do you ever read Pat Conroy?
No.
Pat Conroy is the best. He just passed away 2 years ago. Jay, my wife, tried to get him to my 60th birthday party. Pat Conroy put together a sentence. I've often said I would read that guy's grocery list. He was that good. Pick up Beach Music. There's so many. He did Lords of Discipline, The Great Santini.
Prince of Tides.
Prince of Tides, The River is Wide. I read them all, My Losing Season, South Abroad. He wrote all that stuff. And he's my number one. That's number one. And one and a half may have, well, I got Exodus by Leon Uris. I love that book. And also James Michener, Centennial Michener, The Source. I could go on and on, man. I did a lot of reading back in the day, and the last one would be Pillars of the Earth by Ken Follett. Oh, my God. And then The World Without End, I think, is a sequel to that. These are like 1,000-page books, and they're life changers. But if I had to recommend one, please read Pat Conroy. You will not be disappointed.
What do you do on a day off? Are you all about baseball, or are you all about getting away from baseball?
Oh, I'm getting away. I get up slowly. I'll get up real slowly. I'll do some work. I like to go work out. I'll do that. And then normally the dinner with some of the guys, whether it's coaches or some of the, like Peter Chase and that group, my guys behind the scenes, there. We go out to dinner and just hang out a little bit. I love shutting it down when I get a chance to shut it down. I don't need to do a lot more baseball stuff on those days. So it's kind of a getaway moment.
With all your experience in baseball, do you still try and take in the cities that you're in, or is it one big blur?
It's at a blur moment. I mean, I used to ride. There's some cities I still ride my bike in, and primarily that's the NL Central. Pittsburgh's got a great trail, and so does Milwaukee. But the weather doesn't always cooperate. So we're in the Central, which is half of our road trips. I try to bring my bicycle. Otherwise, you know, I've been doing this for a while, but listen, I'm even at it. I don't even know Chicago yet, really. I don't know about there. I just get in an Uber and go somewhere. That's really shame on me. So the chance to shut her down, you just shut her down.
Talking with Cubs manager Joe Maddon here on The Score, who would you want to play you in the story of your life that was made into a movie?
Well, you know what? And I've been asked this before, and this is not – this is just fact. I mean, if you go back when you saw pictures of me when I was in my 20s and 30s, et cetera, and even now, Mr. De Niro. I mean, it's almost like we had been separated at birth at times. So I'd love to meet him at some point. Of course, he could play me now. Robert De Niro can. But I look at him in even back in Taxi Driver and before that, and it's incredible sometimes the resemblance. The Deer Hunter is one of my favorite movies of all time. So check that out. I would say Mr. De Niro.
Okay, that's a good choice. And I was going to follow up and say, what's your favorite one? Every time I see Casino, I can't stop. Like, I will watch that movie from wherever I see it to the end.
And I'm the same way with Deer Hunter. I mean, I haven't watched it. Have you ever seen Deer Hunter?
Oh,
Deer
Hunter? Absolutely. I mean, my God.
Well, the way it starts in that wedding scene in Western Pennsylvania, that could have been Hazleton. That's how the weddings used to be, in a little church auditorium. And the dudes go up in the woods afterwards. They go hunting, and they talk the language. Oh, my God, it was so familiar. And the story was incredibly intense, and the acting was so good. But I think the Western Pennsylvania, I'm from Eastern Pennsylvania, Northeastern, but the commonality was incredible.
All right, one more. This from my executive producer, Tony, because we got into an argument about this. It's kind of like the cookie thing.
Sure.
What's your go-to soup?
Oh, that's a tough one because I love soup. Soup is good food. Somebody should say that in a commercial. I'm telling you, as a young baseball player, that's what you got at lunch in spring training every day, and even as a soup.
Well, Tony's thought is that he thinks that broccoli cheese is not ranked high enough, that it should be higher on people's soup list. I gave him chicken noodle, and I said that's the go-to. Chicken noodle is always the standby and the go-to. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, the broccoli cheese, I won't even go anywhere near that. That's not a soup. That's like a fondue dish almost. I'm not there. I am totally into this, the well-done, perfectly done, leftover ham split pea. My mom and my grandmom kill with the split pea soup with the ham bits in there, man. So I love all soup. I can say minestrone. I can say Italian wedding soup. I can say the chicken noodle. I can say all that. But the killer soup that I will crave would be my mom's and my grandmom's split pea.
I think that's a good thing to crave. Joe, as always, thank you, sir, for the fun conversation.
You guys be well. Thanks.
That's Joe Madden, the manager. Destroyed you again, Tony. Again! You were wrong.
It's almost like Tony has bad takes or something.
What? In my mind, I feel like Joe's been listening to the show. I know he hasn't, but I feel like Joe's been listening to the show just marking stuff down. And being like, I know Lawrence is going to ask me about soup, so I'm going to have a soup take. His takes are always ready. You know what I mean? Like, Joe's not taken by surprise by any of this stuff. And Tony gets another L. When you're watching TV and a movie comes on that you've seen a bunch of times, what's the movie that you will watch till the end, even though you've seen it a million times?
There's probably, I would say, two I can think of quickly. And that would be The Godfather, number one, and Bull Durham, number two, because the Bull Durham is, I can really relate to that story a lot. So I would say those two. If it's whatever reason, you could just go and pop it on your, iTunes, whatever, on TV, Apple TV, and play without commercials. But for whatever reason, you endure the commercials.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I believe the phenomenon is called being Shawshanked, because Shawshank Redemption is one of those movies that people usually go to. Yep. It is an unbelievable, especially you're so right about it. It can be on TV with commercials and you'll watch it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I surprised myself.
The other question, this was actually thrown by one of the beat guys. So I asked Joe about this. Would you go donut or bagel?
I love bagels and cream cheese, but I'm a little bit lactose intolerant, and that bums me out. I love cinnamon raisin toasted bagel with globs of cream cheese on it. I absolutely love that. But then again, it's hard to beat a Krispy Kreme donut, too. So, God, that is an absolute toss-up.
Well, the other part of this question was, when you're trying to be good, when you're working out, you're feeling good, you're looking great, you got your dig me look going on.
Yep.
What's the food that will derail that for you if you walk past it or see it?
That's a heavy carb thing. I mean, probably one of my favorite things in the world is just like a big old lasagna, or just a heaping pile of penne pasta with something in it. I mean, I try to avoid, globs of that stuff as a kid growing up. That's all. And mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes. That being Polish, my mom made that almost every night, mashed potatoes with corn. That was a staple for Beanie. My dad loved it, too. So just walk away from that stuff if you can.
Well, it's hard to do that, for sure.
Possibly, yes.
Which Cub wears the most cologne?
Well, there's some guys, man, that if you give them a hug or whatever, it's almost like you can't even go see your wife right after that. She's going to be suspicious. I mean, some of these dudes really, I would say, Pedro Stropi's the man. He,
he really lathers up, boy. And I'm telling you, be careful if you give him a hug. It's going to stick for several minutes or hours.
If you had to stay one age forever, what age would that be?
One age forever.